Time is 3:35 in the afternoon. This is the Alaska State Senate Resources Committee hearing. Today's date is April 7th, 2010. I'd like to welcome Senators Wagner, Senator French, Co-Chair McGuire, myself, Wilikowski, are present. And we have a pretty full agenda today of board and commission nominees. And the first, today we have an opportunity to talk with six Alaskans who have been nominated by the governor to serve on boards and commissions related to fish and wildlife management. These are critical boards and commissions for our state. On behalf of the committee, I want to thank each of these Alaskans for their willingness to serve the state. Several of you have given many years of public service already, and I want to acknowledge that. We are indebted to you. We'll take up the nominations in the following order: Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, Bruce Twomley, Juno, and I hope I didn't get the name too bad. Just hold on 1 second. Big Game Commercial Services Board, Robert D. Mumford, Anchorage. Board of Fisheries, Thomas G. Kluberton from Talkeetna. Claude Vince Webster from King Salmon. Board of Game, Ben Grusendorf from Sitka, and Alan F. Barrett from Fairbanks. And I'll call up each nominee in the order I just listed and then ask for any public testimony on that nominee. Because of the length, because of the time constraints, I'm going to limit testimony to 2 minutes for every individual that calls in or comes before us, except for the person who's the actual nominee. If you're at a legislative information office or an online to testify, I ask that you specify to the moderator which nominee you wish to offer your comment on. We'll begin with the nomination of Mr. Bruce C. Twomley and of Juno to the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. Please step forward. Can you help me pronounce your last name?
Sure. Twomley.
Twomley, okay. Mr. Twomley is an attorney who has served on the commission since 1982. He was appointed by Governor Jay Hammond and then reappointed by five succeeding governors. In addition, he served as the chairman of CFEC from 1983 to 2005. He also served as a member of the governor's fisheries cabinet from 1983 to 1990. Mr. Twomley, welcome to the Senate Resources Committee, and thank you for your 27 years of service to the state of Alaska. Please tell us briefly about yourself and what you hope to accomplish if confirmed for another four-year term with the commission. And before that, let me welcome Senator Huggins. Thank you. Please, go ahead. Put yourself on the record.
Thank you. And I'm grateful to Governor Parnell for having reappointed me to the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. It's a very professional place to work. The work remains challenging. What I primarily hope to continue is the protection of the fisheries that we have already limited. And our work is subject to review by the courts. The Alaska Supreme Court has made some of our tasks a little bit tricky. I can elaborate on that, but I don't want to take up unnecessary time. Basically, I think we've been getting some things right given our success rate on court appeals, and I'm hoping for the opportunity to continue that task.
Great, thank you for your very concise testimony. Are there questions? Okay, seeing none. Do we have anyone online scheduled to testify? Seeing none, is there anyone in the room wanting to testify? Okay, seeing none. Take a brief at ease. And Mr. Twomley, please don't take the lack of questions as disinterest. I think everyone appreciates all the service you've put in, and I certainly wouldn't anticipate any problems. But could I get a motion to move this on to the full committee, to the full legislature for a vote? Yes, Senator French.
It would be my pleasure, Mr. Chairman, to move that Mr. Twomley's name be forwarded on to the full body for confirmation, with the usual disclaimer that such a motion doesn't promise any vote for or against the candidate in that hearing.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Okay. Seeing none, congratulations. You're moved on to the full body.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Next up, we have the nomination of Mr. Robert Mumford of Anchorage to the Big Game Commercial Service Board. Mr. Mumford has served with the Alaska State Troopers for more than 20 years. For 18 of those years, he served with the Fish and Wildlife Protection Division. He is a commercial pilot and previously worked as an assistant guide. He is currently a member of the Big Game Commercial Services Board. Mr. Mumford, welcome to the committee and thank you for your service to the board. Please tell us briefly about yourself and what you hope to contribute during the second term. Do we have Mr. Mumford online? Okay. Yes. Are you there, Mr. Mumford?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm Robert Mumford. I've served one term on the Big Game Commercial Services Board. At that term, I was appointed to be the liaison with the Alaska Wildlife Troopers based on my legal background of enforcement of the laws, and was able to help write ethical standards for the board for Big Game Commercial Services, the transporters and guides. And we're right in the middle right now of working on a lot of land use issues on the state property and the DNR, and I'd like to continue with that, maintain some consistency with the board, hopefully maintain my liaison with the wildlife troopers, and it's been a real honor to serve on the board.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mumford. Are there questions by the committee? Okay, I don't see any questions. Looks like we have one person online wishing to testify. Aaron Bloomquist. Aaron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Please put yourself on the record and give us your testimony. Limit it to 2 minutes if you could.
I'll just make it real quick. I was actually going to add this to some of my other testimony, but I'm Aaron Bloomquist. I've participated in most of the Big Game Commercial Services Board meetings since they were reinstated and observed Mr. Mumford and worked with him a little bit in the past, and he works really well with the public and has a great background for the board, so I'd encourage your support.
Short and concise. Thank you, Mr. Bloomquist. Questions? Okay, seeing none. Anyone else online wanting to testify?
I don't think so.
Okay, hearing none. Anyone else in the room wanting to testify? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. Any discussion by the committee members? Senator French?
Ready for a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
I move
please.
That Mr. Mumford's name be forwarded out of this committee onto the full body for a confirmation hearing before the full body with the usual disclaimer that such a motion does not serve as any promise to vote for or against the candidate at that proceeding.
Thank you, Senator French. Any objection? Hearing none. Congratulations, Mr. Mumford. Your name will be forwarded on to the full body. Sorry. Okay. We'll now consider the nomination of Thomas Kluberton of Talkeetna to the Board of Fisheries. Mr. Kluberton has been the chair of the Matsu Borough Mayor's Blue Ribbon Sportsman's Committee from 2006 to 2009. He served on the Borough Assembly from 2006 to 2009 and on the Planning Commission from 2004 to 2006. He owns and operates the Fireweed Station in south of Talkeetna. And I read in the paper that the thought was you might be the first nominee to the Board of Fish from Talkeetna. So welcome, Mr. Kluberton, to the committee. Please put yourself on the record and give us your testimony. Are you there, Mr. Kluberton?
Okay. Hello. Yeah.
Okay, we got you now. Great.
Here. Thank you, Chairman Walikowski. I'm in Talkeetna speaking from Fireweed Station in this afternoon. And as you mentioned, my background in fisheries generally developed my expertise working with the Mayor's Blue Ribbon Committee in the Matsu. We had some very great depth of talent on that group. I learned an awful lot, worked all the way through the 2008 Cook Inlet Fin Fish Board cycle, spent my 11 days with the meeting, and was asked by a number of different folks, as it was apparent there'd be an opening on the board this year, if I wouldn't put my name forward, and I did. In general, what I'm interested in is expanding on the information, the education I got with the Blue Ribbon Committee, and working forward in the tradition of the Board of Fish to ensure sustainability and equity in the state's fisheries. It's a phenomenal amount of resource and of significance to the entire world, and just seemed like the next logical place to take my public service. So I look forward to the opportunity.
Okay, thank you. And we're joined by Senator Stevens. Questions for Mr. Kluberton? Okay, seeing none, looks like we have signed up to testify. Rod Arna, are you signed up for this? Yeah, please come forward. Welcome to the committee. If you put yourself on the record and give us your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. My name is Rod Arno. I'm the executive director of the Alaska Outdoor Council, which has participated in the board processes since they were boards, back when they were joint boards. The Outdoor Council does support Tom Kluberton's appointment to the Board of Fisheries, and I personally got to watch him participate on the Mat-Su Blue Ribbon panel, and just the fact that the late Kurt Menard chose him to be on there was significant to us, and that the thing that I see in the board process is having somebody who's willing and able, as Tom was in such a short time, you know, to learn the information, and he came prepared, and he was open to the public and public testimony, and it's about all you could ask for. So thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Questions? Seeing none. Is there anyone else in the room wanting to testify on this nominee? Seeing none, anyone else online wanting to testify?
Mr. Chair, this is my moderator.
Yes.
We do have three people here who would like to speak on Mr. Kluberton's nomination.
Okay, if you could state your name. I guess, okay, we don't have them signed up here, so I guess if they could state their names one by, state your name and go ahead and present your testimony and give us 2 minutes worth of testimony, please.
Hi, my name is Dave Goggia, president of the Kenai River Professional Guide Association, and I am in support of Mr. Kluberton. As his background shows, he's worked for the Mat-Su Assembly, as well as other venues representing the public, as he would if he was elected to the Board of Fish. Mr. Kluberton has worked in management in the past and has had to listen to problems and then organize solutions to help mitigate the problems. Our Board of Fish will be hit with many issues that have complex solutions, and I feel Mr. Kluberton has the necessary skills to be a great asset to our current Board of Fish. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Goggia. And actually, we do have a list now, and the next up is Monty Roberts.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm Monty Roberts from Soldotna, Alaska. I'm a guide business owner, and I'd just like to support Tom Kluberton's appointment to the board.
Okay, great. Thank you for your testimony. Next up, we have Ricky Geese.
Hi, my name is Ricky Geese. I'm the executive director of Kenai River Sport Fishing Association. We're a 501c3 fishery conservation organization that is very familiar with the Board of Fisheries process. We feel that Tom Kluberton will bring great skills to the board as a member. He has shown his ability and dedication through public service to fisheries issues, and we feel he'll be a great addition to the Board of Fisheries. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ricky. Okay, anyone else online wanting to testify? Okay, hearing none. I asked before, I'll ask again, anyone in the room wanting to testify? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. Any discussion on the nominee? Okay, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that Mr. Kluberton's name be forwarded out of this committee onto the full body for a confirmation hearing, with the usual disclaimer that such a motion does not promise a vote for or against the candidate at that proceeding.
Any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Okay, seeing none. Congratulations, Mr. Kluberton. Your name is forwarded on to the full body for a vote. Okay, next up we have the nomination of Vince Webster to the Board of Fisheries. Mr. Webster has operated set and drift gill nets in Bristol Bay since 1984. He has also participated in the Togiak herring, cinder salmon, and Bristol Bay halibut fisheries, as well as numerous sport fisheries throughout the state. He has served on the Naknek Kwechak Fish and Game Advisory Committee for over 15 years, including service as its co-chair. Mr. Webster, welcome to the committee. If you could put yourself on the record and tell us what you hope to bring to the board.
Yes, I'm Claude Vincent Webster. Most people might know me as Vince, and as you mentioned, I've been in the board process for over 18 years. Wejack AC, co-chair, and serving as on the board for the last 3 years. And I'm currently the chair of the Board of Fish, and I just, you know, like to continue being a steward of the one of the largest renewable resources in the world, and I'm just glad that they're honored that the governor reappointed me. So I'm open for questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Webster. Are there questions from the committee? Okay, seeing none, public testimony. Mr. Arno, are you signed up? No, okay. Any public testimony?
Mr. Chair, this is the Kenai moderator again.
Okay, we're getting a list actually right now. Thank you. Okay, looks like we have David Goja again. Welcome to the committee.
Hi, thank you for your time again. Would like to confirm that I appreciate Mr. Webster's dedication to the Board of Fish. He's done a good job in the past and feel that he'll continue to do a good job in the future. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Goja. Next up, Monty Roberts.
Monty Roberts from Soldotna again, and I'd also like to support Mr. Webster's confirmation to the board. He's been a valuable member on the board.
Okay, thank you. And last, we have Ricky Geese.
Yes, my name is Ricky Geese. I'm the executive director of Kenai River Sport Fishing. We fully support the reappointment of Vince Webster to the Board of Fisheries. He's done an outstanding job during his first term. He's done a very good job this year as chair of the Board of Fisheries. It's no easy task being the chair, and he's just done an excellent job keeping pace, the board meetings on pace, making sure that every member of the public feels welcome at the Board of Fisheries meetings. He's very approachable. You can talk to him on any issue, and that's with all members of the public. And he's done a really great, fair, and balanced job. He also brings good analytical skills to issues and with problems. He seeks all inputs from different members of a variety of user groups, and then seeks to craft consensus solutions amongst the Board of Fisheries members. Overall, he's done an excellent job. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ricky. Is there anyone else online wanting to testify? Okay, hearing none. Anyone else in the room wanting to testify? Hearing none, we'll close public testimony. Any discussion on Mr. Webster? Ready for a motion? Yes, Senator French.
Chairman, I move that Mr. Webster's name be forwarded out of this committee onto the joint session for a vote there, with the usual disclaimer that such a motion does not promise a vote for or against the candidate at that joint session.
Is there any discussion? Any objection to the motion? Okay, hearing none. Congratulations, Mr. Webster. Your name is forwarded on. Okay, next up, we'll consider the nomination of former Speaker of the House Ben Grusendorf to the Board of Game. Mr. Grusendorf served in the House of Representatives from 1980 to 2000. During that time, he was chair of the Rules Committee, a member of the Finance Committee, and a member of the Special Committee on Fisheries. He also served two terms as mayor of the city and borough of Sitka and two terms as a Sitka Assembly member. In addition, he has served several terms on the Board of Game, including, I believe, as its chair. Mr. Grusendorf, welcome to the committee.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Can you copy me?
Yes, we can. We hear you loud and clear.
Okay, well, thank you. My name is Ben Grusendorf, and I'm from Sitka, Alaska here. And I grew up in northern Minnesota, where hunting and fishing was part of my lifestyle. Coming to Alaska, it stayed the same. I consider myself to be a naturalist for over 60-some years now. And the first standing committee assignment I sought when I was elected to the House was the Resources Committee, and greatly enjoyed that and all the work that followed thereafter. With that, Mr. Chairman, that's all I have to say unless there's questions.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. Are there questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Huggins.
Hey, just a comment. Ben Charlie Huggins here from Wasilla. I got to see a couple of your grandkids play at Thunder Mountain, and they were pretty good. I assume they're a chip off the old block. Would that be an accurate portrayal?
Well, I tell you, Senator, they're probably about 3-4 inches taller than I am, but I was very fast.
Okay, thank you. You said that, I didn't.
Other questions? Okay, seeing none. We got a few people signed up to testify, and the first is Wade Willis from Anchorage. Wade, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, welcome to the committee. Please give us your testimony.
Thank you. I'm Wade Willis from Anchorage. I'm a former biologist with ADF&G and have participated in the board game process for about a decade. And I've watched Ben work very cooperatively with a very wide range of individuals in the state, and he finds middle ground very well. He's very supportive of the governor's positions on wildlife management, but he's very prudent and moderate and careful about implementation of some of the more aggressive and contentious programs. I think Ben does an excellent job finding middle ground within the state and being very supportive of all the residents of the state. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next up, we have Barbara Winkley. Barbara, welcome to the committee.
Thank you. My comments were concerning Mr. Barrett.
Okay.
However, I do support the reappointment of Mr. Grusendorf.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, next up, we have Mary Beth Holloman. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you. I just want to also request that you do reconfirm. I do support Ben Grusendorf at the Fairbanks Board of Game meeting. He was the only member of the Board of Game that I felt was truly listening to all sides of issues. So please reconfirm him.
Thank you for your testimony. Next up is Rick Steiner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Rick Steiner, and I was a professor at the University of Alaska for 30 years here, and prior to that, a commercial fisherman throughout around the state, and lived mainly in rural areas, but now in Anchorage. And I'd just like to, on the Grusendorf reconfirmation, support that wholeheartedly. He is, as you've heard from the other testimony here, he is certainly one of the more balanced and reasonable members of the board currently. So. I strongly support that. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. Okay, next up we have Nancy Bale.
Mr. Chairman and members of the Resources Committee, thank you for letting me testify at this hearing. My name is Nancy Bale, and I'm a school nurse in Anchorage, but for many years I lived and worked in the vicinity of Denali National Park, and I became the chair of a grassroots organization of 350 members, the Denali Citizens Council, in 2000. We brought forth a proposal at the recent Board of Game meeting, and so I had an opportunity to watch Ben Grusendorf in action at that meeting. I support the nomination of Ben Grusendorf, and from my observations at the meeting, although I don't know him, he is a good listener, knowledgeable on the resources, and appears to be a real and honest fan of the public process. So I do urge you to support him in his continued nomination to the board and passing and becoming a member of the board. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. I'm turning to see if we have anyone else online. And it doesn't look so. Okay. Do we have anyone else in the room wanting to testify? Okay, seeing none, we'll close public testimony. And is there a discussion from the committee? Okay, seeing none, Senator French.
As Chairman, I'd be happy to move that Ben Grusendorf's name be forwarded out of this committee onto a joint session of both bodies for a confirmation hearing, with the disclaimer that such a motion does not promise a vote for or against the candidate at that joint hearing.
Okay, is there a discussion on the motion? Seeing none, is there an objection to the motion? Seeing none, Mr. Grusendorf, congratulations, we'll move your name on. And again, thank you for your many years of service to the state. Okay, we'll now consider the nomination of Mr. Alan Barrett of Fairbanks to the Board of Game. Mr. Barrett has been the owner and operator of the Fairbanks Fur Tannery for the past 17 years. He is licensed as a taxidermist and has a Class A assistant guide license. In 2005, he was elected to the Fairbanks Fish and Game Advisory Committee, a seat he still holds. He also serves as chairman of the Trapping Subcommittee. Mr. Barrett, welcome to the committee. Could you please put yourself on the record and briefly tell us what you hope to accomplish if confirmed to the Board of Game?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Senate Resources Committee, thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself to you and answer any of your questions. My name is Al Barrett. I reside at 1118 Woodview Drive in Fairbanks. I have been an Alaskan resident since 1988, and my family are hunters, trappers, and fishermen. I own and operate, like you said, Fairbanks Fur Tannery, a small local business. I've served 6 years on the Fairbanks Fish and Game Advisory Committee. Those last 4 years, I was chairman of the Trapping Subcommittee. During that service, I worked with the Board of Game on many occasions. I enjoy a great working relationship with the professionals at the Fairbanks Regional 3 Headquarters Department of Fish and Game. I applied to be a member of the Board of Game, and earlier this year I was appointed, and I sat on the board during the winter meeting here in Fairbanks. It's come to my attention that some people oppose my confirmation to the board because they believe I have a conflict of interest. As public servants yourself, I hope you can understand that this is very troubling to me. This charge has been leveled at me because of my vote during the last board meeting. Proposal 63 that would allow trapping on state land to the northeast of Denali Park and Preserve. This proposal was supported by the local Healy and Middle Lenana Advisory Committee, the Denali Advisory Committee, which is in Cantwell, also the Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Delta Junction Advisory Committees, which were all in support of deleting the buffer zone. These AC members were also elected by the public. Proposal 63 was also supported by the Otna Regional Corporation. By a vote of 4-3, the measure passed. I voted with the majority to open the area to trapping. Because of my vote and because I own a tannery and sell traps, some people claim I have a conflict of interest. I do not believe I have a conflict of interest because members of the Board of Game and all boards fall underneath Alaska Statute 3552.110, which is the part of the Executive Branch Ethics Act. The statute read in part, and I'll quote number one, in a representative democracy, the representatives are drawn from a society and therefore cannot and should not be without personal and financial interest in decisions and policies of government. Two, people who serve as public officers retain their rights to interest of personal or financial nature, unquote. Mr. Chairman, this is so we can have accountants on accounting boards, doctors on medical boards, real estate brokers on real estate boards, and trappers on the game of board. It's in the public's best interest to have people on the boards who know what they are talking about. Mr. Chairman, in that same statute, 3552.110, part 3, I quote, it says, standards of ethical conduct for members of the executive branch need to distinguish between those minor and inconsequential conflicts that are unavoidable in a free society and those conflicts of interest that are substantial and material. So, senators, the balance between minor and inconsequential conflicts and substantial and material conflicts, how do we know the difference? Because the statute tells us the difference. Again, in the same statute, Part D, it says, and I quote, stocks or other ownership interest in any business is presumed insignificant if the value of the stock or other ownership interest, including an option to purchase or ownership interest, is less than $5,000, unquote. I manufacture and sell wolf traps. I sell those traps at the cost of $115 each without chain and $130 each with chain. I have sold 8 traps in the past 5 years to individuals who may have trapped in the Stampede Trail area. I have never, to my knowledge, tanned a wolf from that vicinity of the Denali buffer zone. My financial interest here is far below $5,000 threshold set by the legislature. This is why I do not believe I have a conflict of interest on this matter, and I should add that my ethics officer, board chairman Cliff Judkins, did not think it was a problem, nor did the assistant attorney general Kevin Saxby, both of whom have years of experience on this issue. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate you allowing me to present this information to the committee at this time, and I thank you again, and I'd be happy to answer questions.
Okay, thank you. And we've got a question from Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'm going to call you by your first name, Alan, because I heard you pronounce your last name, and I was calling you Barrett. What? How do you pronounce your last name?
Senator, that's Barrett.
Barrett. Okay, thank you. I've called a number of people that were against you and some that were for you, and I've always called you Mr. Barrett. So excuse me for that, Mr. Barrett. as I just said, I would say that I have about an even number of emails that are for you and even number or corresponding number that are against you, and I've called and talked to a number of them. And it appeared to me that in the question marks, and I asked and I got a bio of yours, and a couple, three things that are sort of impressive. Number one, you're a family man, and you and I have a little bit in common that you're a hunter and a fisherman, outdoorsman, but you're also an Army guy. I always liked those Army guys. They are pretty famous in my mind. And a small businessman, but as I listened and I talked to people on the telephone, it appeared to me that there were two things that people were concerned about. You've already cited those, and I'll restate them. One was your proposal or your vote on Proposal 63, and the other one was a conflict of interest. So my first question for you, Mr. Barrett, is did you have a biological basis for your vote on Proposal 63?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, yes, I did. I had comments that were submitted to the board from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And those department comments were that, and they said, the existing biological data shows that the harvest of wolves outside the park is not a problem for sustainability. Sustainability of populations or packs within or outside the park or preserve. And also they said, viewing opportunities for the public in the Denali National Park or Preserve depend mostly on where wolves den, where they make their kills, and predominant vegetation along the viewing routes. And the last thing they said that was pertinent was trapping outside the park has not been documented as a factor that affects viewing opportunities inside the park.
Yeah, good. So I guess what I heard you say was you considered sustainability, you considered the viewing opportunities, and so was there public comment? I mean, I assume that it was a divisive issue. Was there much public comment on the proposal?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, yes, there was comments from both sides. I had the ACs that did comment, like I stated in my deal, were all in favor of eliminating the buffer zone.
Interesting. So I guess if I might, Mr. Chairman,
yes,
just follow
please.
Up. Number one, I would hope there's all of us sitting around this table, if we were held accountable for one vote that somebody might like or not like, we'd be in trouble probably if we're in the election business. But would you mention one more time, you mentioned Mr. Judkins, who is a friend of mine and lives in the mighty Mat-Su, but you said something about he is the ethics officer. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, he's the chairman of the board, and I believe, and I can't be quoted on the code of ethics, but they're in they review our disclosure statements that we make prior to the meeting on record, and if there seems to be a conflict of interest with our disclosure statements, he would make note of that and discuss it with the board members and board support attorney.
Yeah, and if I might, Mr. Chairman, just yes, to follow up, I assume that the board meetings, that there's a legal representative there. Was that true in the case where you cast your vote on Proposal 63?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, yes, that was Assistant Attorney General Kevin Saxby.
Yeah, and I wasn't at that board meeting, but if it's anything like the legislature, you have to declare your conflict of interest and make a statement. Did you do that?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, yes, I did.
Yeah. And what happened when you did that? Everybody said, you're out of here, or hang around the table and vote, or what was the response?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, the board chairman, Cliff Judkins, had questions about my dealings on proposals that had guiding issues about it, because I disclosed that I was a Class A guide, and through the chairman and conversation with the board attorney, they resolved those problems.
Yeah. So anybody ask you to recuse yourself?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, nobody asked me to recuse myself from Proposal 63.
Did you consider recusing yourself since you make traps and things that you've already stated?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, no, I didn't, because the possibility that I may have planned to hide, which I didn't, was insignificant to my business, and the sale of my traps was very insignificant to my business, so there wasn't a conflict of interest.
Mr. Chairman,
yes, please.
I might. So, if I don't know, do you have a store that says Mr. Barrett's traps for sale, or how do you sell your traps?
Through the chair, Mr. or Senator Huggins, I advertise an ad part-time in the Alaska Trappers magazine, which I only do to support the magazine. I don't expect any business, but it's a good magazine, it's a good organization, and I'm proud to support them. Other than that, the sale of traps is done through word of mouth.
Yeah, thank you. And I guess somebody comes in there and for whatever reason you think that the person buying the trap is going to be part of some proposal or proposition that's brought before you, what do you do? I mean, what do you say to them?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, this was the very first time that's ever been that I've been put into a position where I would have to make that decision. So anything prior to that, and I sold no traps while I was on the board of game since my appointment. So I never asked that question.
Yeah, okay. Very, very good. So, Mr. Barrett, let me make it clear to you, and I've told probably a dozen people that I've called that emailed negatively against you that I essentially told them, I said, number one, I don't know you. I like some of the traits you have, and you have an extensive bio that, you know, kind of looks like some of the people sitting around this table. But having said all that, it appears to me that you're sort of a cross-section of people that have an experience base that's reflective of people we want on board. Some people may disagree with that, but I told those people that were, quote, against your nomination that, number one, you should have a hearing. And my position, normally speaking, I don't think I've varied from that thus far, is that people should get an up or down vote, and I normally try to support the governor's nominees. And there can always be exceptions to that, but that's been my position going forward. So I hope your name is forward and you get an opportunity to be voted up or down. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. Other questions by committee members? Senator French.
Thank you. This is Hollis French here, Mr. And I want to now that Senator Huggins has said your name one way and you another, I want to make sure I say your name right. It's Barrett? Barrett. Okay, thanks. I don't want to say your name wrong. Mr. Barrett, going back to the conflict of interest issues, because that has come up in many of the communications I've gotten about you, and I was reading along with you in 39, 52, 110, and it may be that you and I have a different understanding of that last subsection that you read, subsection D, but and that's for the public that's listening. That's the subsection that says that stock or other ownership interest in a business is presumed significant if the value of the stock or the other ownership interest is less than $5,000. And I've always believed that that meant that the value of your business is $5,000 or more, $5,000 or less, not that each incident would affect you by $5,000. And so I guess my question for you is your, I don't know, is your business in Fairbanks worth more or less than $5,000, just roughly?
Through this chair, Senator French, yes.
And that's your tannery business?
Through the chair, Senator French, yes.
And so, you know, my again, these are tricky areas because it's impossible to find someone that knows things about this subject that doesn't have some interest in it. And if you have an interest in it, you probably have a business or a guiding service or some kind of, you know, or a herring permit or whatever it is that sort of puts you in that realm. But you understand that the statute means that you can't make decisions on matters that would affect your business, since your business is worth more than $5,000. Is that your understanding?
Through the chair, Senator French, could you say that one more time to me?
The ethics statutes say, and I'm going to read from 120, it says, you can't take or withhold official action in order to affect a matter in which the officer has a personal or financial interest. And here we're defining a financial interest as being significant if it's in total worth more than $5,000.
Through the chair, Senator French, I'm not qualified to interpret that. I'm a pretty lay person on that, and when I was reading the Code of Ethics, I take it as literal what it was saying.
Fair enough. But if you get confirmed to the Board of Game, you're going to serve there for a long time, and so it probably behoove you to spend some time thinking about this and getting familiar with it. And I guess, again, my view, and maybe Mr. Saxby has a different view, my view is that if you have an interest worth more than $5,000, and that's your tannery business, that you can't make decisions on the board without having declared that conflict and sort of been, then sort of granted a waiver or so forth through the procedures that other statutes lay out to make a decision affecting that tannery without declaring your conflict. That's the way I read it. And does that make sense to you?
Through the chair, that's another explanation to these statutes.
Well, Mr. Barrett, maybe I need to kind of get some feeling about how you sort of view your role, and you understand that in general, we shouldn't have public officials making decisions that affect their own financial interests. You understand that?
Through the chair, Senator French, yes, I do. Because I was a new board member, I had an orientation, and through board support and with help from the Attorney General's office, I was led to believe that an insignificant amount of what people would consider profit was not a conflict of interest, and those things that I disclosed in my statement were advised through the board support and the attorneys.
Okay, but I just want to make sure that, as I say, if you do get confirmed, that you have a good feel for the statutes. And I guess maybe another way of putting this is if a proposal came before the Board of Game that you think might affect your tannery, but you thought, well, it's only going to affect it by a couple $1,000s, that would be okay for you to participate, because the issue is not how much does this proposal affect your business. The issue is how much is your business worth. Do you understand the distinction?
Through the chair, Senator French, if I get confirmed and I'm on the board, I will make it a point to disclose that to the board chair and allow him to make that decision.
Okay, but that wasn't quite the question I posed to you. The question was whether you understand the distinction between making a decision which affects a tiny little business you might have, like a business that's only worth $1,000. If you have a business worth $1,000 and a proposal comes before the board and you think that might affect your business, that's okay because we've just decided that's just too insignificant to worry about. But if you have a business that's worth a lot and the proposal affects your business, then you have to disclose that. And so the issue is not how much does it affect your business so much, but how much is your business worth?
Through the chair, Senator French, I will take that on as a challenge to make myself perfectly clear on ethics regulations and understand them.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks. And I think we've probably spent enough time on that. One other area I'd like to ask you a question about, and that is HB 267. Many of the folks that have written me have been concerned about your involvement in lobbying for sponsorship and passage of HB 267. Could you just kind of give me a view of what your actions have been with respect to that, and just give me a few details, please. Thank you.
Through the chairman, Senator French, There's always been a contingency in Fairbanks interested in providing access to the state lands on the other side of the Dalton Highway corridor. We asked Representative Kennedy to introduce that issue for your consideration. Obviously, there's little legislative interest or public interest at this time. What is considered House Bill 267, so it's off your agenda and it's off my agenda.
Thank you. But just as a follow-up, I wonder if you could tell us about what your involvement was in getting that piece of legislation sponsored and passed and so forth, and what your involvement in that issue has been.
Through the chair, Senator French, my involvement was several trappers had some problems with being able to access their country they'd like to trap. I took on the challenge. I researched it. I made up a document and a presentation, and I presented that to Representative Kelly. And he took it from there and made a bill, and now it's through the process. And I testified one time on it, and that's my involvement with House Bill 267.
Thank you.
Other questions, Senator French?
Maybe Senator Wagner.
Yeah, Mr. Barrett, this is Senator Wagner. And I'd like to pursue just a little more on the same topic that Senator French just talked about. If it was up to you and you were king for a day, are you in favor of opening up the Dalton Highway on both sides to snow machine access, or are you not in favor of it?
Through the chair, Senator Wagner, there's no public support for it. I would not, even if I was king for a day, go against the public input from this House Bill 267.
Thank you.
Other questions? I'll just ask you. You have another one, Senator Wagner?
Yeah, one other question. Mr. Barrett, would you just give us kind of a thumbnail sketch of how you feel about the biological management of predators?
Through the chair, Senator Wagner. Could you say it one more time? I forgot how you said that.
Well, I just wanted a thumbnail sketch of what your approach would be to the management, the state management of predators, in other words, predator control.
Yes, through the chair, Senator Wagner, I believe that all the predator control programs that are currently going on are effective and showing what the plans had provided for. So I like them right now, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Barrett, I'm going to ask you a few questions. And my office got a flood of emails from people, and so I'm just going to sort of try to consolidate and maybe ask you some of the pertinent ones. And I'll start out with a general, just more of a general question, and it sort of tags on to Senator Wagner's question about the Dalton Highway and hunting or snow machining there. And you said if there was no public support, then you wouldn't support it. And just a general question for you, when you're making decisions, how much do you look to the public's opinion or your fellow board members' opinion when you cast a vote or make an amendment or make a decision? I mean, how important is that to you?
Sir, Chairman, Mr. Chairman, I weigh heavily on public support or public opinion. I really appeal to the elected AC committees that are there to advise the Board of Game on issues, especially pertaining to local areas.
And when you, after voting in favor of revoking the Denali Wolf Buffer Zone, my understanding is you petitioned the board to authorize using a snow machine to harvest wolves in the old buffer zone region. Is that accurate?
Mr. Chairman, the buffer zone is in the area of Unit 20C. There was a proposal on the table to institute a predator control program. That was failed by the board. while that was on the table, there was discussion, and I had just brought it up as discussion, not as an amendment or anything else, just table talk, to allow the use of a snow machine to position a hunter to take wolves.
And my understanding is the chairman of the board, Mr. Judkins, said, quote, "I just cringe at the thought of a snow machine running down the park boundary chasing wolves. It's almost beyond me," end quote. Is that a statement you agree with or disagree with?
Through Mr. Chairman, I don't really know how to answer that because it's perfectly legal to use a snow machine in Unit 20C for trapping. So regardless of the chairman's comments of doing that, even when the buffer zone was in place, you were still allowed to use a snow machine to travel in Unit 20C.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, you have no problems chasing down wolves on snow machines and shooting them?
Through the chair, without going through a board process and listening to the department, the AACs, and public input, my opinion on that is neutral at this time.
And on my understanding, on another topic regarding the baiting of brown bears, is you voted to authorize the baiting of brown bears. Is that true?
Mr. Chairman, because I was the new guy on the board, I didn't realize there was a board bear policy, which I didn't have any privy to. And so I made one of those newbie errors, and yes, I did put that on the table.
And is it true that every other member of the board strongly opposed that?
I think, Mr. Chairman, I took that back off the table, and after I was told that there's a bear policy on the board, and that wasn't within the realm.
And it's my understanding that you also amended a proposal to allow baiting in interior Alaska when residents, tourists, and families are actively fishing, hiking, and camping. Is that accurate in the month of July?
Through the chair, I made a proposal of such, and there was merit to it.
And what did your fellow colleagues on the board think of that?
I believe, Mr. Chairman, that it was substantially voted down because of the regulatory year being cumbersome for the department to reissue baiting bear bait permits after 1 July when the regulatory changes happened. It was very cumbersome.
Okay. There's an issue of allowing commercial guides to register up to 10 bait stations. Do you recall that issue?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
And how many bait stations are Alaskans allowed to register or have?
Mr. Chairman, in the Region 3 area, each licensed hunter is allowed up to 2 bear baits.
Is there a particular reason you would authorize potentially non-resident or commercial guides to register more bait stations than resident Alaskans?
Through the chair, I'd have to review all the discussion on that, but the discussion and the majority of the board was in favor of allowing guides to have more bear baits to be more adequate and more safety and more efficient in the field with their clients.
Was there any discussion about whether or not that was constitutional under the state's Equal Access Clause?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe I heard that. We'd have to review the records to answer that question correctly.
Would you have any concerns that you're allowing commercial guides to have more access to game than ordinary residents?
Mr. Chairman, could you say that again?
Would you be concerned at allowing commercial guides to have more bait stations than ordinary Alaskans are allowed?
Mr. Chairman, I voted for that, so I voted to allow the guides to have more bear baits.
And you don't see any constitutional problems with that?
Mr. Chairman, I'd have to get professional review of the Constitution and interpretation of that.
Did you have professional constitutional review before you voted on the issue?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Do you think if there's a question of constitutionality in the future, it's maybe not a bad idea to ask for that before you make a vote?
Very much so, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Did you vote several times to reduce the amounts necessary for subsistence?
Mr. Chairman, yes, I did. It's on the record that the board was working with the Division of Subsistence to come up with plans that seemed reasonable.
Did you also vote to allocate to non-resident use or suppress resident use seasons on several occasions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
And so, just as a general philosophical statement, when you're deciding allocation and whether or not game should be available for residents versus commercial users, what's your philosophy on that?
Mr. Chairman, I rely heavily on the professionals that I have before me at the board meetings to ask questions like the Division of Subsistence and the department themselves.
All right, thank you, Mr. Barrett. Are there any questions, other questions? Yes, Senator French?
Just one more, and this is just one that's come to me through many of the emails I've gotten, and then we'll turn to public testimony. But this is about, and I'm not even sure you said this, so I guess I need to find out that first. And this is a quote from an interview in Backpacker Magazine, Mr. Barrett, and it's about how you said, and this is just the someone saying you said it, so again, you'll have to confirm that, I don't know. It says something about how in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis, we should subdue nature and control it. We should be managers of the animals, and through the sin of Adam and Eve is what brought that on. Can you tell me whether or not you said it, and if so, do you want to provide some explanation or any additional details about that?
Through the chair, Senator French, yes, I did say that. I said it kind of sloppily. The meaning there was that I believe that we should manage game. And we do that through professional data and input from the public and input from our elected advisory committees. The opposite of managing is to just let things go, as the common term is, let Mother Nature take care of itself. We cannot manage for sustainability on a Mother Nature take care of its own basis. So we need proper management to control all that.
So just as a follow-up, is there any sort of biblical foundation to your view of wildlife management?
Through the chair, Senator French, no.
Thank you.
Okay, other questions? All right, we have quite a few people signed up to testify. We'll start on the off-nets, and I'll just remind everyone, please, let's keep it civil, and everyone will have 2 minutes. I'm going to have to be strict on the time because we do have a number of people signed up to testify. First one, we'll go to the off-nets, is Art Greenwald. Welcome to the committee.
Yes, this is Art Greenwald in Fairbanks. I've lived in the interior over 40 years, and I've hunted here for several of them. I would strongly urge Mr. Barrett be rejected for a seat on the Board of Game. The sports hunter from Fairbanks or Anchorage likes to get his caribou or moose. There's nothing wrong with that. The subsistence hunter from Wiseman and Aktuvik Pass and other rural communities needs to get his caribou or moose. Mr. Barrett does not seem to grasp this difference and has been a fierce opponent of any subsistence preference. He has aggressively lobbied to revoke the Canute Control Use Area designation near Bettles. The Division of Subsistence warned Barrett that prior to such an action, the board must address meeting subsistence needs in the region. The other members of the Board of Game did not support him in his actions in that regard. He's voted to increase the harvest in the Central Alaska caribou herd along the haul road to 5 caribou, while simultaneously supporting opening the haul road controlled use area to general snow machine access. He's voted against an amount needed for subsistence of only 2 to 4 sheep for interior native villages in GMU 19, and I quote from his response on this, their subsistence needs are being met by other things, but they want to add sheep to it. Finally, with Mr. Barrett in place on the board, that leaves no representation whatsoever for the entire South Central region, an area holding over a third of the state's population. I think these instances demonstrate most accurately his total lack of suitability to serve on the Board of Game. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Greenwald. Next up, we have Teresa Sager-Alba.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Teresa Sager-Alba. I'm from the Mentasta Pass area. I serve currently on the Board of Game, and I'm testifying today representing myself. I'd like to express my support for Mr. Barrett for confirmation to the board. First, I'd like to point out that as a board member and as his service goes, the learning curve can certainly be steep for new board members regardless of prior involvement either through in the board process, either through advisory committee membership or representing an organized interest group or as an individual public member. But he has demonstrated in the first meeting that he certainly comes prepared to the meeting and understands the process well. He came very well prepared to the spring meeting in Fairbanks. He had read all the material that was provided from the agencies that included Fish and Game, Department of Law, and Public Safety. He had read all the written public comments and all the advisory committee minutes. And I also want to point out that he did listen very attentively and respectfully to the public testimony, as well as the presentations that were provided by the Department of Fish and Game. He gave very attentive, respectful attention to all of the public members testifying, whether they were native or non-native, whether they were rural or urban. He asked very good questions that assisted the board in making informed decisions. And I personally observed that he left the meeting room each day with a stack of paperwork and new materials under his arm to take home to read and study for the next day's meeting. He certainly did his homework. And I also want to point out that he does know the provisions of the state game statutes and regulations very well. And also he knows how they differ from the federal game laws. And those distinctions can be very important. They have very significant impact on the hunting public in Alaska. I'd also like to mention to the committee that Al has demonstrated a very good ability to work well with the Department of Fish and Game. He's done that through his involvement with the Fairbanks Advisory Committee and also as the chairman of the trapping subcommittee for that AC. Those meetings involve the area biologists.
Can I get you to wrap it up, Teresa?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I went over my 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I just would like to express my support for Mr. Barrett. I think he's a very valuable contributing member to the board, and I appreciate the committee's time. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for your testimony. Next up, continuing on the off-nets, we have Coke Wallace.
Yeah, this is Coke Wallace. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Mr. Chairman and board members, appreciate you taking the time to let me testify. My name is Coke Wallace. I've been a licensed professional hunting guide all of my adult life. I've grown up most of my entire life in Alaska for the last 18 years. I've lived in Healy right next to the buffer zone, and my wife and I not only run a sport hunting business, but for 18 years we ran a summer tourism business. I am both a utilizer of the resource, both as a recreational hunter and trapper and fisherman, as well as a professional hunter trapper. And I believe Mr. Barrett brings a wealth of knowledge to the Board of Game. I would entrust you to support him. He knows the concerns of rural Alaska and the importance of wildlife to him. He understands the customary and traditional uses of our Alaska wildlife resources. He not only respects the land and the wildlife, but he holds them both in high esteem and his core values. Mr. Barrett, I want to let you all know I'm one of the quote-unquote four rogue trappers that was going to benefit from the Denali buffer zone going away. The Denali buffer zone originally was not brought to us with good biology. And as far as Mr. Barrett's economic concerns in the buffer zone. I have spoken with the three other quote-unquote rogue trappers who are going to benefit from the buffer zone going away. I trap with two of them, and I know that we don't buy our trapping supplies from Mr. Barrett other than the occasional number 9 Alaskan just to add to our collection. Myself, and I can speak for Mr. Costona and Mr. Brent Keith of Healy, we all bought most of our number 9 Alaskans from Dean Wilson when he owned the trap company before Mr. Barrett purchased it from him when Mr. Wilson ceased operation.
Mr. Wallace, can I get you to wrap it up?
Okay. I just want to say he'll be a superb member to the Board of Game, and as far as his economic concerns, it's very little to any. It's insignificant.
Okay, thank you. And I don't mean to cut people off, but I probably got about 40 people signed up.
Yep.
Or more. So, okay, moving on to Shannon Moore on the off-nets.
Hello?
Yes, you got 2 minutes, Shannon.
All right, thanks. I'm really glad you guys are having this hearing, and thanks for the opportunity. You know, Senator Huggins and I have had great talks about moose hunting. I think I've probably seen Senator Wagner out in the Caribou Hills when I've been moose hunting. Being able to access game is really important to me and my family. And, you know, we don't call fishing catching for a reason. It's difficult at times. And I don't think we want to change hunting to killing. There's sort of a philosophy right now of, you know, easy game to be able to get rid of any competition. And I don't know if people just are lazy hunters and want to get rid of the predators or what. But in listening to Mr. Barrett and his explanation and listening to the questions from the chair and other senators, you know, it's really disturbing that the allocation for Alaskans being trumped for, you know, non-resident guides or guides for non-resident hunters. It's really just, it's not Alaskan, it's not taking care of Alaskans, whether they be subsistence users or not. And so I really encourage the committee there to really vote against Mr. Barrett's nomination.
Okay, thank you, Shannon. Okay, we'll go to Anchorage, where we've got Wade Willis.
Thank you. My name is Wade Willis from Anchorage, and I want to let the board know that I ran an ecotourism business for 10 years in Alaska as well. And I look forward to addressing some of what Mr. Barrett said. I agree Mr. Barrett's a very intelligent individual, and but when you're on the board, you have to be willing to represent all people, not just yourself. And I'm concerned with Mr. Barrett. It's his way or the highway kind of thing. So he said he listens to, in particular, regional ACs. Well, you'll notice for the black bear and brown bear stuff that he voted on, the Minto Flats Nanana AC chair, Don Sillis, aggressively testified that he was against all forms of black bear baiting. And Mr. Barrett, in response, wanted to expand black bear baiting to the month of July, and he also extended 10 bait stations to the commercial guiding industry in Mr. Sillis's area, the Minto Flats area. Mr. Sillis has been an AC chair since 1980. As far as on the Central Alaska Caribou Herd along the Hall Road, Jack Rekoff, who is the co-chair of the state AC, and he is the chair of the federal AC in that region, strongly testified against raising the harvest limits from 2 caribou, and he had a very good reasoning. It was very difficult to haul caribou, the 5 miles it takes to foot a caribou through the closed corridor, and being able to shoot 5 caribou was a big problem. He had very good reasoning. And Mr. Barrett, in response, aggressively voted to raise the bill. And you see what he said. He said that all the villages in that area don't even rely exclusively on caribou, that it isn't even that, an essential component of their diet. Also, you know, Mr. Barrett also has to represent management on federal lands that have different mandates in the state. He needs to be able to be cooperative
with other mandates that are looking to have natural diversity and natural abundance. That's what the mandates are on federal lands, and he doesn't seem to want to address that form of management at all.
Wade, can I get you to wrap it up?
When Game got rid of the buffer zone, Ted Spraker, a member, said this set us back 6 years in the public eyes in acceptance of predator control.
Wade, can I get you to wrap it up?
And Mr. Barrett wanted to allow more aggressive wolf hunting.
Wade, I'm gonna need you to wrap it up.
Back on Mr. Barrett, and I hope you'll take a close look at those. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, next up in Anchorage, we have Barbara Winkley.
Thank you to the Senate Resources Committee. My name is Barbara Winkley, and I appreciate your committee holding a teleconference to include the people of Alaska in the public process for managing one of our most valuable resources, our wildlife. In the past, I have attended Board of Game hearings, and last year in particular, I was dismayed at the conversation between the board members and both Denby Lloyd and Corey Rossi. They made light of the fact that they were having this wonderful snaring program for black bears in Area 16, and there would only be a few brown bear bycatch caught. They would take the young children to learn how to kill these animals who may have been baited and snared for up for 2 days, often with their cubs bellowing by their snared mother, who was guilty only of gathering food for herself and a cub. One board member said he would vote against every proposal that looked as though a member of the public had proposed instead of their own recommendations. As a member of the public and someone who has put in one regulation recommending to eliminate the trapping of wolverine in Chugach State Park, I felt this behavior of the board to be extremely unprofessional. Mr. Barret has demonstrated by his previous comments that he is opposed to rural subsistence and supports maximum predator elimination without any concern for professional biological science. I, for one, do not want to purchase my annual state park sticker and have the Chugach State Park superintendent run out of his office to show me how to get a dog out of a conibar trap. Mr. Barret appears to be more of the same, and I feel it's time we had some board members who are concerned about sustainable wildlife resources with professional background to support their decisions. I urge you not to support the appointment of this trapper and tannery owner. Thanks once again for considering the public in your decision.
All right. Thank you, Barbara. Next up in Anchorage, we have Mary Beth Holloman.
Hello. Thanks for this opportunity. I urge you to deny confirmation of Al Barret to the Alaska Board of Game. I attended the Fairbanks Board of Game and saw firsthand that Mr. Barret lacks ethical integrity and the knowledge and ability to uphold the Board of Game's regulatory authority. He voted on issues from which he should have, because of conflict of interest, recused himself. You've already talked about that, so I will just note that what he failed to tell you was that he did recuse himself from several votes at the Fairbanks meeting, which he knew he had a conflict of interest. So he does know how to do that, and he should have done that with the Denali buffer. He made rude and disrespectful remarks to the National Park Service staff and to Alaska citizens who appeared before the board to testify. He made comments which revealed a lack of knowledge of basic wildlife management and Alaska wildlife issues. He has a record of denying rural and native subsistence uses. Many Alaskans are disgusted with just how far out of touch this Board of Game has become. Mr. Barret pulls the Board of Game even further away from Alaskans and towards the special interest groups, Alaska Outdoor Council and Alaska Trappers Association. He's another white urban hunter trapper from the Fairbanks area, leaving no representation for South Central Alaska and little for rural Alaska and Alaska Natives. With the board as lopsided as it is right now, to its extreme consumptive use, it's hard for those of us with different viewpoints to testify before them. In fact, this is the first time I've done so, though I sat through many Board of Game meetings in my 25 years in Alaska. But I felt very strongly that this time, for this one issue, we had a chance. I was wrong, but I at least expected the board to listen respectfully and not make me feel like an outsider in my own state. That was, however, exactly how I was made to feel. And Barret was the worst of the Board of Game members in his demeanor and attitude towards those with whom he disagreed. After my testimony at the break, a fish and game biologist came up to me and said, "You were really brave to get up there and speak." It shouldn't take great efforts of bravery for a citizen to stand up and speak before their state's board of game. I urge you to deny the confirmation of Al Barrett and start turning the board of game into a board of game for all of Alaskans. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mary Beth. And let's turn to the Kenai LAO, where we have Gerald Brookman.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Gerald Brookman, and I have resided in Alaska since 1957. I have successfully hunted both small and big game during my residency here and hold a valid hunting, fishing, and trapping license. I'm concerned about the governor's appointment of Al Barrett to be a member of the Board of Game. His views on the taking of game and fur bearers seems to be very liberal, but his views concerning native subsistence use of the state's game resources seems to be very restrictive, if not outright hostile. In addition, Mr. Barrett's business interests would appear to me to be in conflict with membership on the Board of Game. If not in a legal conflict, to me, they don't pass the smell test. For these reasons, I would urge the members of the committee to vote against the confirmation of Mr. Barrett to be a member of the Board of Game.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. Let's move to Matsu LAO, where we've got Dane Crowley.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Please put yourself on the record and give us your testimony.
For the record, this is Dane Crowley, Executive Director of Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife. I have a couple comments here that I'd like to submit for the committee. Our membership believes that abundance management solves these allocation issues that have come up. Our organization serves Alaskans. We have several thousand members in our committee, both urban and rural. We support Alaskans and our ability to have not only access to a resource, but an abundant resource. It's my take here that the conflict of interest is a manufactured issue and is certainly no different than any other board. Certainly a commercial fisherman serving on the Board of Fish would appear to be a similar conflict of interest, and I think we know that that's not the case. Mr. Brett clearly understands the issues. He's well-versed. He researches the issues. We're confident that he is for the abundance management principle and access to that resource that we subscribe to. Mr. Brett also clearly understands that the state of Alaska owns the wildlife solely in the state, and the federal government has zero management authority over any of our fish and game resources, to include wolves in and around any buffer zone or preserve. Support his views of state management of that resource. I'll leave my testimony short and to the point. We do support Mr. Brett. We think he represents the majority of Alaskans, both urban and rural, and we urge you to look beyond some of these manufactured issues, look at him for his record and for what he's done, and we believe he'll be a good member of the Board of Game. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Crowley, and I guess I'll mention to you and everyone else online or in the room, if you have written testimony you'd like to submit, please feel free to send it to my office or to any of the committee members or any members of the legislature for that matter, since this will, I anticipate, go before the entire body. Okay, stay in Matsu. We've got Kenny Barber.
Yeah, my name's Kenny Barber. I'm a past member of the Matsu Advisory Committee of 27 years, and I support Mr. Barrett. And the reason that I do is because just exactly what he said, he goes by what the public's view is and what the Fish and Game Advisory Committees have to say. And I think it's very important that you do that. So I'm going to support Mr. Barrett, and that's all I really got to say on the matter, I guess. So thanks for letting me speak.
Thanks for your testimony. Next up in Matsu, we have Patty Barber.
Yes, for the record, my name is Patty Barber, and I support Al Barrett's appointment to the Board of Game. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, moving to Fairbanks, we've got Nicole Fliss.
Yeah,
Hello. This is Nicole Fliss. For the record, I live and work in Fairbanks. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and the distinguished members of the Senate Resources Committee for this opportunity to testify. I am opposed to the confirmation of Mr. Barrett to the Board of Game, to the Board of Game, and urge the members of the legislature to vote against the governor's appointment of Mr. Barrett. There are numerous reasons to oppose this confirmation, and many have been very clearly explained by other citizens and organizations, both at this hearing and at the House Resources hearing on Monday. These reasons include his puzzling use of scripture to support his game management philosophy, his support of bear snaring, both black and brown bears, his advocacy to eliminate guide requirements for brown bears, his advocacy to bait brown bears, his desire to reclassify brown bears as predators and thus the need to control them, his clear misunderstanding of the amounts necessary for subsistence, this shown by his votes to allocate priorities to non-resident hunters, his direct involvement and misuse of his influence with the Board of Game to push House Bill 267, a bill to allow snow machines in the Dalton Highway corridor solely in order to markedly decrease the size of the Central Arctic caribou herd, and his derogatory use of the term preservationist, a label he uses to describe people such as myself. I am a professional, I am an advocate for wilderness, and I am an advocate for balance and game management. I am also a hunter, and I rely on game meat as the main source of protein for my family. So, for these reasons, it follows suit the extreme unscientific game management path that this state is on and has been on for many years, starting with Governor Murkowski and ramped up to the ridiculous point by Governor Palin. And now, unfortunately, Governor Parnell has chosen to stay on the path of his predecessor. His appointment of Mr. Barrett is an exclamation point on Alaska's radical path of predator control.
Can I get you to wrap it up, Nicole?
But this is where the legislature can help slow this freight train. Voting to not confirm Mr. Barrett to the Board of Game will force Governor Parnell to reevaluate the path we are on.
Nicole, can I get you to wrap it up, please?
Done. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, if there's a written testimony anyone wants to submit, by all means, please forward that on and we'll get your full testimony. Staying in Fairbanks, Byron Haley.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Byron Haley, 1002 Pioneer Road, Fairbanks, and the president of the Chittenden Dipnetters Association, and I strongly support Al for the confirmation of the Board of Game. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Byron. Okay, next up we have Vince Holton in Fairbanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Vince Holton. I'm the Director of Operations for Alaska Monitoring and Drug Testing. We operate in 22 communities around the state, and I also strongly support Mr. Barrett for the Board of Game position. I personally met Mr. Barrett this last fall when I began attending the Fairbanks Advisory Committee meetings, and I did author three separate proposals to the Board of Game this year. Mr. Barrett was very helpful in explaining to me the process that I had to undertake in, first of all, writing and supporting my own proposals, and he was furthermore very educational to me in the end of fact when portions of my proposals were not passed by the Board of Game, and he helped me understand the reasoning as to why and the biological reason behind it. I did attend every day of the Board of Game meeting this year and listen to the same biological data by the Department of Fish and Game presented for all the various sections of Region 3, and heard the same information that Mr. Barrett also based his votes on, and I agree with most of the votes that they made in regards to the vote in the opposition to the North Slope caribou herd. It has been stated by the department many times over this last year that they're simply not meeting their herd management quota, and that the herd is getting out of hand, and that the increase was necessary. Many of the proposals that people are arguing against were, in fact, written by the Department of Fish and Game and the biology behind it. Again, I support Mr. Barrett and think he would be a very valuable member to the board.
All right, thank you for your testimony. Next up is in Fairbanks, Raji Hunter.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Raji Hunter. I live in North Pole, and I am here to fully support Al Barrett for this position. I worked with him for 2 years on the Fairbanks Advisory Committee. I noticed that he always did his homework. He knew the issues when they came up before to us for a vote. He listened to the science that Fish and Game proposed. He listened to what the public had to say, and he also listened to what other advisory committees had to say when they come up to our meetings as well. And a lot of the testimony to the negative that you've heard about him is either manufactured or exaggerated. And again, I would like to offer my support for him 100%. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. Next up in Fairbanks, William Larry.
Thank you, Chairman and committee members. I'm here to support Al Barrett, and I've worked with him. I've known his family. I've worked with him on the advisor committee for over 6 years, and he's done a tremendous job. Not that I always agreed with him. It's back and forth always on it, but he always dug into everything, and this man was voted on by many, many people at these advisory committees. So he didn't just get in there on a whim. Many of the Fairbanks people voted on him. And I know his family, in no way does he want to wipe out wolves or bears or anything like that, because if he, as a trapper, if they're all gone, he doesn't have no income. And he has a very small little business. I don't want to knock this, but I mean, it's a very small business, and he doesn't have that much income. And they live off the land. He's very into the subsistence. He's a great person, and so is his family. And he has a big family. He's a berry picker. He's a photographer. I'm here to support Al Barrett, and I hope you do too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. Let's go to Juneau, where we have a few people signed up here. Thor Stacy. Mr. Stacy, welcome to the committee. You've got 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is it on now?
Yes, you are.
For the record, my name is Thor Stacy, and I'm here to express my opposition for the appointment of Al Barrett to the Board of Game. First off, I'm a lifelong Alaskan. I'm a registered hunting guide here in Alaska. I have a business. I have hunting areas in the National Wildlife Refuge and the Canoodie National Wildlife Refuge. My opposition is mainly resource-based, but I have significant concerns about Al Barrett's ability to perform his function on the Board of Game. The Board of Game is set up to allocate the resource. And my specific issue was HB 267, which he petitioned the Board of Game to support before he was appointed. And then after being appointed to the Board of Game, he was able to induce the Board of Game to take a vote on it during closed session. There was no public comment or testimony or opportunity to comment on it. And because the snow machine access off the Dalton Highway represents a reallocation of resource or a transition from one user group to another, when they support one allocation over another, and I have to go before the Board of Game and discuss my issues, I have to feel that they have a biased position. And I don't think it's the function of a governor-appointed board to support legislation moving through the process here. I think that because of his position beforehand and his use of his board position to advocate for legislation, he falls into the category of an activist. We don't want activists on the board. We want people that are responsible public servants to contribute their knowledge, to go through the public process, and decide how the harvestable surplus will be implemented based on public input. I view that Mr. Barrett will continue his activist position on a variety of issues regarding game management here in Alaska. In closing, I'd like to say there's light at the end of the tunnel. When Wayne Anthony Ross was not confirmed, we got one of the finest attorney generals in the state here. He was my executive officer in the Marine Corps Reserve, and I say that the opportunity to have a more conscientious member is definitely out there. In closing, I oppose Mr. Barrett's appointment.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Next up, we have Nick Jans. Nick, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Nick Jans. I'm a Juneau resident. I strongly oppose the confirmation of Al Barrett to the Board of Game. I'm currently a full-time Alaska writer and photographer. I'm also a longtime hunter and former trapper who lived in remote Eskimo villages of northwest Alaska for half my life. I shared actively in the Inupiaq subsistence lifestyle for 2 decades and also worked as a packer for a big game guide. I've long since lost track of the moose, caribou, bear, and sheep I've killed and eaten. I've also lost track of the wolves I've skinned. I do not oppose predator control supported by rigorous science. I always have wild meat and fish in my freezer and understand that as a true Alaska way of life. Yet Mr. Barrett clearly does not come close to representing me, nor many tens of thousands of Alaskans, whether rural or urban, native or non-native, consumptive or non-consumptive. This conclusion is not based on what Mr. Barrett or his supporters may say, but upon his clear record regarding wildlife management issues. This record speaks for itself, and I urge all legislators to scrutinize it. Mr. Barrett has consistently favored proposals that oppose rural subsistence values and has even scoffed at them on the record, has opposed the Denali buffer, which favored a handful of local trappers over the staggering economic value of the park's wolves as a tourist attraction, has supported or introduced measures that the rest of the board unanimously opposed as too radical, has promoted sport hunter access and taking at the cost of sustainable wildlife conservation. Though I find Mr. Barrett singularly unqualified to fairly represent the interests of all Alaskans, I find his blatant on-the-record support of anti-subsistence measures to be the most egregious. The tens of thousands of Alaskans who live a rural subsistence lifestyle represent the essence of our state, the soul of who we are. Yet Mr. Barrett has already demonstrated his disregard for that lifestyle and welfare over that of non-residents or non-local resident hunters. Again, this is a matter of factual record, not opinion. I urge the legislature to reject Mr. Barrett on the basis of that record. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Next up, staying in Juneau, Vic Walker. Vic Walker, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Vic Walker. I live in Juneau, where I work as a veterinarian. I strongly oppose the confirmation of Al Barrett to the Board of Game. The Alaska Constitution states that wildlife should be managed for the benefit of all Alaskans. Subsistence, sports hunting, trapping, as well as non-consumptive uses like wildlife viewing, deserve balanced consideration. The Board of Game currently does not represent the diverse needs of all or even most Alaskans. The voting record of Mr. Barrett at the recent Board of Game meeting favors sport hunters and trappers, including his own tannery and wolf trap business, over the needs of subsistence and non-consumptive users. After voting to revoke the Denali wolf buffer zone, Mr. Barrett petitioned the board to authorize the use of snow machines to harvest wolves in the old buffer zone. Other board members were unanimously opposed to this. Board Chairman Cliff Judkins said, "I just cringe at the thought of a snow machine running down the park boundary chasing wolves. It's almost beyond me." Mr. Barrett was the only board member who voted to authorize baiting of brown bears for sport hunting. There are other examples of that ilk, and the pattern is clear. Mr. Barrett's positions are extreme. Sport hunters, even including those from out of state, are given priority, while subsistence and non-consumptive users, hundreds of thousands of Alaskans, are disenfranchised. I urge you to reject Al Barrett's appointment to the Board of Game. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Okay, next up we have Greg Brown.
My name is Greg Brown. I own a small whale watching business in Juneau, Alaska. I started hunting when I was 10 years old. I'm here to oppose Al Barrett. The hunting industry in Alaska is about a $124 million industry, and it's sinking like a rock. Proof of that is hunting big game tags of the last 10 years are down 39%. Out-of-state hunting license is down 29%. In-state hunting license is down 8%, and less than 20% of the Alaskans hunt. If we look at wildlife viewing in Alaska, it's a $581 million business today, and it's growing 6 to 10%. That sounds like a pretty big number. It's five times what the hunting business is until you look at the national numbers. In the lower 48, its wildlife viewing is a $29 billion business. This business is growing 4 to 10% also, which, and if you do the math, Alaska is not even in the top half of the United States as far as animal viewing, and we're in the greatest state in the world for animals. If you look at things that Mr. Barrett supports, the elimination of the Denali buffer zone, we put at risk, and I'll explain that in a minute, this in a minute, put at risk $63 million and 420,000 visitors. We have aerial hunting and snowmobile used for wolves. We have baiting and snaring that he's been supportive of. Now, when the reason I bring those issues up and the perception of them is this: right now there's a boycott in Alaska because of the perception of the things that are happening in the Board of Game. I showed this to a professional guide up in Anchorage the other day, and he said, oh, don't worry about it. These things never work in Alaska. That won't affect 2% of your business. 2% of $581 million is $12 million. That's more than twice the value of all the big game tags, all the resident hunting tags, and all the out-of-state tags combined. Ecotourism is a sustainable money pipeline for Alaska. We've proven it. The numbers show it. If Al Barrett is confirmed by this committee, you'll be sending a loud and clear message to the thousands of Alaskans who serve in this $581 million non-consumptive animal viewing business that their rights under the Constitution are not being protected. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Okay, next up we have Tina Brown. Welcome to the committee.
I'm Tina Brown. I live in Juneau, Alaska. I had a lot of points to make this afternoon, but most people have made most of those points, so I won't re-stress those. I do have a big concern about rural and native subsistence needs that Mr. Barrett doesn't seem to address. I want to point out that nature seemed to do just fine before Mr. Barrett came around with his management policies. I want to point out that he ignored the wishes of over 100,000 park visitors and Alaskans in the Denali buffer zone issue to favor three or four trappers. He says that he listens to all the people, but if you look at the numbers of people who were opposed to eliminating that buffer zone, that doesn't pan out. As far as the church and state issue goes, you've heard plenty about that. I want to point out that that just shows bad judgment. Despite the issue of the separation of church and state, why would you say something like that to Backpacker Magazine, a worldwide publication? There have been other examples this afternoon about bad judgment on Mr. Barrett's part. Mr. Barrett has patented and manufactures the wolf trap. He owns a fur tannery in Fairbanks. According to the ADF&G website, in 2006, he received the first gunner's permit in the then newest predator management program. He does not represent all of the people of Alaska. Fewer than 20% of Alaskans have hunting licenses. More than 80% of Alaskans are non-consumptive users. I'm one of those non-consumptive users. Mr. Barrett does not represent me. You've heard other people speak to this issue. People are upset over wildlife issues in Alaska right now. Weekend before last, we had over 200 people at an event and 100 people at a rally because of this. Confirming Mr. Barrett would just exacerbate this issue. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Tina. I see you have a lot of notes there. If you'd like to get them to my staff, we can get copies for all the committee.
I will get them to you, but great. I have to reorganize them now. Okay.
Thank you. In Juneau, we have Rod Arno. Welcome to the committee again, Mr. Arno.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Rod Arno. I'm the executive director of the Alaska Outdoor Council, which is a statewide organization of over 10,000 Alaskans who have, since the 20 years that I've been going to Board of Game meetings, have advocated for sound science management and trying to create a food security for a number of Alaskans who live here and count on that food source, whether they're urban or rural or native or non-native. The opportunity of having a local food source, a renewable resource, is what the Outdoor Council advocates for. And the Outdoor Council supports Governor Parnell's appointment of Al Barrett, that we believe that his experience in the process is what makes the process work. Like I say, for 20 years I've been going to the Board of Game representing the Outdoor Council. And in that time, and the Board of Fisheries, I see that what serves the Alaskan public the most is those who come prepared and are researching, looking at the material there, taking information from the department, from Subsistence Division, and making judgments and then adopting or not adopting these proposals. And that, to me, is the most extreme, you know, case of what we're looking for, to find someone who can do that. Some of the stuff that you've heard is fact is far from fact, and given time, you know, the things like the Hall Road corridor had nothing to do with allocation, because it's a Board of Game that would determine if they could take game. It had nothing to do but only the vehicle access. Also on, you know, Al Barrett's comments and on him being anti-subsistence or anti-native, I would disagree with that wholeheartedly. I've known that Al for over the 6 years that he's been on the AC, and the questions, and this is something that's coming up, I'll wrap it up real quick, is that we're having a problem implementing the Tier 2 management, and working with the Subsistence Division and the Director of Subsistence have put forth some suggestions and said, well, let's hold off on this and come back with more data. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Rod. Appreciate your testimony. Okay, let's move back to Anchorage. And we've got Rick Steiner.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, and members of the committee. Very quickly, I'd like to add my voice to those who are opposing Mr. Barrett's confirmation. And although he characterized this as a problem with one of his votes at the Board of Game meeting in Fairbanks, it isn't. It's the general underlying philosophy he brings to the board, which is already well represented on the Board of Game. And in addition, I mean, consider the Board of Game if it was represented by representatives from the Sierra Club and Greenpeace and Friends of Animals and Defenders of Wildlife and Earth First, and then the governor has an open seat to appoint, and they appoint somebody from PETA. Well, that's precisely what has happened here, although on the other political arm of the spectrum here. And I'll tell you what, people on the environmental side would feel ashamed if a governor were to do that. And I'm somewhat stunned that the consumptive use side does not feel utterly ashamed at the notion that you cannot have a balanced Board of Game. I think generally people that are afraid of balanced dialogue and deliberation generally lack confidence in their perspective. So what is it about the consumptive users in the state that lack such confidence in their perspective that they cannot have a balanced discussion and a balanced Board of Game? I think it reflects a lack of confidence and some profound insecurity. So at any rate, I'd like to simply reiterate that Mr. Barrett, while he may be a fine fellow, this is not the right job for him, and ask that the committee, if it's within your authority to do such, simply circumvent this right now and not even forward his name to the joint body for an up or down vote on Friday. I don't know if that's within your authority, but I think you could end this right now. And you need to send a strong statement to the governor and to the state that we do believe in representational governance here in this state, and right now we don't have it. I mean, the Board of Game is more on the side of the Alaska Outdoor Council and SFW and the Alaska Trappers Association. The line is blurred, if it's even there between them. So,
Rick, can
one
I get
last
you,
point is,
can I get you to wrap it up, Rick?
I do feel Mr. Barrett's voting record at the first meeting is indicative of his philosophy in
Rick,
general. It's not the one vote on Proposal 63 necessarily. It's all of his votes.
Rick, I need you to wrap it up.
So that's it. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, thank you. And I'd like to welcome Senator Steadman to the committee. Okay, next up we have Steve Flory.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You guys get really close to it. I am. Mr. Chairman, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I guess, you know, I said as the Anchorage, former chair of the Anchorage Fish and Game Advisory Committee, I've sat on the committee for a number of years. I got off of it and recently got put back on it. Got put on it because some members, former members thought that it was a great idea to expand the buffer zone. All right? So the call went out, and both sides put as many people as they could up for election. And the other side lost. All right? They lost. And now they're screaming, foul, we didn't want to lose. The buffer zone is a minor detail in all these votes. The fact is, had Al Barrett not voted, it would be a 3-3 tie across the board, and the buffer zone would have disappeared by sunset law. It would have gone away anyways. The other thing I guess is I'm troubled is that you feel some members seem to feel that that is a conflict of interest. I mean, if that's a conflict of interest, then having attorneys in Juneau pass laws that they later litigate would have to be a conflict of interest. So, I mean, under those kind of thinking, no one would be able to be involved with it, would be able to vote on it. I guess the last thing that I'd really like to bring up is, while several of these things have been like the 10 bait station predator thing with guides, you know, the department recommended that, and other members voted for it. In fact, several of Al's votes were also with Mr. Grusendorf's vote, and you didn't ask him these questions. I'm confused why it only went one way. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks for your testimony. Okay, next up, we have Aaron Bloomquist.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Aaron Bloomquist. I'm the chairman of the Anchorage Fish and Game Advisory Committee, and I've probably spent more time in Board of Game meetings the last 4 years than anybody that wasn't being paid to be there. The Anchorage Fish and Game Advisory Committee has voted twice overwhelmingly to support Al Barrett, despite the fact that he was replacing our only Anchorage board member. I first met Mr. Barrett at the Anchorage, excuse me, Mr. Chair, we've got a little mess in the room here, I guess. Hopefully that doesn't take out of my time. I first met Mr. Barrett at the Anchorage Board of Game meeting in January, where we spent some time discussing various wildlife issues. We spent more time at the Fairbanks meeting as he was serving on the board, and I found Al to be easy to get along with and would consider him a friend now. Al is one of the most open and accessible board members I've dealt with. At the Fairbanks meeting, he never missed a chance to talk to various members of the public from all sides of the issues during the breaks and after hours. Al would not refuse to meet with anyone that asked him to meet. The Board of Game is an allocative body, and thus, at some times, people will be mad. One of the best reasons to have Al on the board, Al's brought a unique perspective to the board that's been missing for about a decade. Serious trappers that trap for subsistence or to supplement their family's income have not been represented for years on the Board of Game. I'm not a trapper, so I've appreciated this perspective and the education I've received from Al about trapping. The other members of the Board of Game have also expressed their appreciation of this point of view at the Fairbanks meeting, stating that Al brought up several points that have not been discussed at previous meetings. Serious trapping has sustained Alaskans for thousands of years and predates any other economic activity in the state, and I believe it is a really valuable point of view to have on the board. Al has contact with more serious trappers than nearly any other individual in Alaska. Some have tried to insinuate that Al is an anti-subsistence board member. I hope the members of this committee will recognize that this is merely a divide-and-conquer strategy. Most of those that have brought, actually, from what I can see today, all of those that have brought up certain votes against customary and traditional findings are not subsistence users, but actually the usual suspects, the anti-predator control.
Aaron, can I get you to wrap it up, please?
The use crowd that could really care less about subsistence. Others may not understand that the board.
Aaron, can I get you to wrap it up, please?
That they must follow regarding subsistence findings. I think you'd find going forward, Al is actually a good advocate for subsistence.
Aaron, need you to wrap it up.
Okay, thanks. I guess just one thing as far as conflicts. You know, I mean, if Al's unqualified to be on the board again because of his business, then six of the seven members of the Board of Fish are also unqualified and probably members of darn near every other board in the state. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Okay, next up, Nancy Bale.
Hello. Thank you again for allowing me to testify. My name is Nancy Bale, and for the benefit of those who have recently arrived, I'm a school nurse in Anchorage, and from 1971 to 1993, I lived and worked in and near Denali National Park. had a cabin in the winter on the Upper Tonzona River, roadless, and have logged over 1,000 miles on foot in the Denali backcountry, including spending time along the Stampede Trail in the Wolf Townships. From this experience, I became the chair of a, and I use the term grassroots organization because that's what it is, the Denali Citizens Council. We did bring a proposal to extend the wolf buffer, and so my knowledge of the issues and what went on at the Board of Game meeting is related to my advocacy for the wolf buffer in Proposal 55. I was not able to attend the whole meeting. I was there the first 2 days, and then I listened to recorded audio to find what the deliberations were around the proposal that our organization put forth. And I might add that our organization brought a petition signed by 500 people, and 100 of them were local individuals who supported the idea of extending wolf buffers. So when it comes to supporting what the people want and public process, we did try to bring to the Board of Game a public process with local citizens in the area. Just to make that clear, in addition, one of our board of directors members of the Denali Citizens Council is Nan Eagleson, who is also a member of the Middle Nenana Fish and Game Advisory Committee, and brought our proposal before that committee when we drafted it in the fall, to be completely open and honest with members of that committee about what we had intended and the support we had for that initiative. My problem with Al Barrett is in two areas. First of all, I'm not convinced that Mr. Barrett has completely avoided a conflict of interest problem with respect to his vote on Denali wolf buffers. I think it would be all right to have the owner of a trapping and business and a tannery to be on the Board of Game, but that person has to be extremely elegant and specific about recusing themselves from certain votes in which he would financially benefit.
If Nancy, can I ask you to wrap it up, and then I've got a question from Senator Wagner.
Vote would have not only retained the situation as it was, but would have opened more territory for trappers, so would have potentially increased the value of a business that sold traps. My second concern...
Nancy, I'm going to have to... You're over time. Can you wrap it up, please?
Opposing the closure... To
Nancy, can I get you to wrap it up, please?
...in the Wolf Townships near Healy. He favored opening these areas to hunting...
Okay. Sorry. I can get her back if you want. Okay, let's go to Fairbanks. We've got Mike Tinker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mike Tinker. I live at 478 Alpha Way, Esther. I'm a longtime Alaskan. I'm here representing the Fairbanks Advisory Committee this afternoon.
Jumps in his truck and travels from Wasilla to traffic.
And I understand I'm not traveling to Wasilla, actually.
Mike, Mr. Tinker, go ahead, and why don't you start over again?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mike Tinker. I live at 478 Alpha Way in Esther. I'm speaking today on behalf of the Fairbanks Advisory Committee on the qualifications of Al Barrett to serve on the Board of Game. Al served with the committee for the last 5 or 6 years in Fairbanks. He had an excellent attendance record. He asked and was a great participant. He asked great questions on the issues. He gave us complete reviews and discussions while he was the chair of our trapping subcommittee. He testified for us many times at the Board of Game, and he was well qualified in the processes of the board. Now, advisory committees have to pay a lot more attention to Title 16 as a detailed piece of legislation and statute, much more so than the legislature, and I respect that you have to be responsible for 14 of them or for 45 of them. But I want to tell you that there is this thing called the intensive management part of Title 16 that deals with predator control, and most of the people who are testifying against it today need to read that really carefully. But his board service at this winter meeting was excellent. He did recuse himself from proposals that he had a part in terms of preparing and or submitted because he was a public before he was appointed, and so I put those in there. and I think the board or the legislature should look at the proposals or who proposed the issues that Al has been argued against at his hearings. He was one of a group of seven who worked on these, and these were not his proposals. Many of them were the departments or advisory committees or things like that, yet he's getting all the blame. And, Mr. Chairman, I don't want to take any more extra of your time today. I thank you very much on behalf of the Fairbanks Advisory Committee for the opportunity to testify, and we hope that you will find Al qualified to go to the full legislature. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Tinker. And next up is Craig Campo.
Thank you, Compo. Thank you, Chairman. As a 50-year resident of Alaska, local businessman, a member of a four-generation Alaskan family, I'm here today to strongly support the confirmation of Al Barrett for the Board of Game. I personally watched Al in action on the local advisory boards, been very impressed with his participation, professionalism, and honest consideration for all sides of the issues. Unlike how his opponents try to portray him, Al is an independent thinker and very informed on the and articulate on the boards and committees he's volunteered to join. Earlier this week, we all learned the sad and unfortunate news of the coal mine collapse in West Virginia. The only good news I've seen come out of this tragedy, however, is to learn that Al Barrett has not been blamed single-handedly for that very unfortunate disaster by the Defenders of Wildlife crowd, as he has been for just about every recent decision that the Board of Game, Department of Fish and Game, DOT, and DNR have made over the past couple months by those that oppose his confirmation. It's obvious to me as a lifelong Alaskan that many of these that oppose Al Barrett are so strongly are using desperate measures and untruths to undermine a decent Alaskan. Al has generously donated his time to worthwhile causes, has offered his time and energy to train young Alaskans on traditional methods of hunting and trapping. When I look at most of the individuals that appear to be bent on destroying the reputation of this man, I don't see what I consider real Alaskans. I see those that have a predictable history of fighting against any kind of consumptive use of the resource and those that cling to the not-in-my-backyard philosophy to life in Alaska. Nothing can be more un-Alaskan. If my grandfather had adopted that philosophy in the late 30s, many of these folks might still be living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Fargo, North Dakota today. These are the same people that can't wrap their hands around the fact that the authors of the state constitution fully intended for all Alaskans to be able to have reasonable access to harvest wild meat and fish to feed their families. My grandfather understood that, my father understands it, as do I and my children, and I believe Al Barrett gets it. It is for this reason that my family and I support the confirmation of Al Barrett to the Board of Game. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Compo. Next up, Randy Zarnke.
My name is Randy Zarnke. I serve as the president of the Alaska Trappers Association. On behalf of our 900 members, I'd like to express our support for the confirmation of Al Barrett to the Board of Game. Mr. Barrett has been interested in wildlife since he arrived in Alaska, but he's taken his efforts well beyond just that personal interest. He sought out information and educated himself regarding biological principles, including the mechanisms which cause wildlife populations to increase and decrease. In addition, he has learned the system by which hunting and trapping regulations are adopted. I'm referring, of course, to the advisory committee and game board process. This is not an easy task. In fact, it can be an arduous task, but Mr. Barrett has stuck with it. We've been impressed with his dedication and progress. He's worked hard to gain the biological knowledge and earn the respect of outdoor users. The Alaska Trappers Association strongly supports the confirmation of Al Barrett to the game board.
Thanks for your testimony. Next up, Bill Brewer in Fairbanks.
Yeah, I'm Bill Brewer, a longtime Fairbanks, and I'm a trapper and a hunter. As a trapper and a hunter, I've enjoyed working with Al Barrett the last several years. Al's such a vast storehouse of information as it applies in the field and in his shop also. Al spends a great deal of time in the field and also interacting with the many other trappers and hunters that are out in and that are in and out of his store. I think this collection of information that he sees for himself in the field and he hears from others is invaluable to the Board of Game and to the residents of this state, whether they're consumptive users or non-consumptive users. I think that a lot of non-consumptive users fail to see that we can have higher wildlife populations as well as more prey animals if we just manage our wildlife per the state constitution. Let's keep all of Al's knowledge working on the game board and confirming we will all benefit.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we approach the bewitching hour of the committee, I was just wondering what the goals are, so because I've got other things going on.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Looks like we've got about 12 people left to testify.
So could we then maybe have an at ease and then gather back up when it's time to vote?
You want to have an at ease now?
No, I have other committee work. I have to keep moving.
Oh, you want an at ease?
But I want to be here for the vote of this individual.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be up in my office.
Chairman.
Yes.
We actually don't take a vote.
Well, to forward his name on.
Yeah, but it's not a vote.
The committee has to move. It's a motion to move to forward his name on to the full body.
But it could be a vote.
So, it could be a vote. I don't know that there's much impact to us voting no. I don't know that. I mean,
his name goes forward anyway.
His name's going to go forward regardless of whether
we
vote yes
do.
Or no.
Okay. Because I'm in. Mr. Chairman, I'm just in support of the individual, but I'll run upstairs and
We can take a break. We can take an IDE, Senator Stedman, and call your office. Okay, let's go to the off-nets where we've got Melvin Grove.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is Melvin Grove. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for a chance to testify today. My name is Melvin Grove. I live in Big Lake, Alaska. Senator Huggins is my senator. I am a member of the MATSU Fish and Game Advisory Council, and was one of the members lucky enough to receive 604 votes out of the 639 that showed up during the elections this year. Our committee, and I think Al mistakenly forgot to mention it during his testimony, that our committee was also one of the committees that unanimously supported Al's confirmation. And we'd just to like to state that we do fully support him and as a committee. I'd just also like to mention, I noticed it seemed like there were some people saying that we don't listen, that Al doesn't listen to the public. Well, the ACs between Fairbanks, MATSU, and Anchorage represent probably 75% of the state's population. And I would just like to mention, I just hope that I'm not wasting my time as a member of the AC preparing to go there tonight myself, to wasting my time with and not having our votes seriously looked at. And I really appreciate that Al does look at our how our vote record went when the Board of Game meets and how the ACs voted on certain issues. And as far as the buffer zones, I can tell you that our AC unanimously supported closing those buffer zones. And we also supported a lot of the bear trapping, snaring proposals. We're in favor of all of the predator control management programs. We all believe we're consumptive users of the state and deserve a fair chance to feed our families. So I'd appreciate you moving him forward, and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Melvin. Let's go back to Anchorage, and we've got Kelly Walters.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thanks, distinguished members of the Senate Resource Committee. I'm a 19-year Alaskan hunter fisherman. I've emailed my comments as well, and I'm here because I'm urging you to reject Al Barrett. I believe he is a walking, talking conflict of interest with a clear, obvious, and unambiguous conflict with his two companies that were discussed. Also, he definitely knows how to recuse himself from the vote, as he did on the 72-hour trap check, due to an on-record statement of his profit conflict. And while on the Board of Game, he approved 10 black bear bait stations per commercial guide. That's, you know, if they take their tanneries to him, the pelts, that's $200 per pelt. It wouldn't take long reaching the limit to get $2,000. He also has an aggressive record that's been detailed here in testimony and in my email comments of aggressively opposing rural and native subsistence priority. Another interesting note is that Bob Bell, who's an advocate, a strong advocate of predator control, was on a television show called More Up North over the weekend, and he basically said he would have left the Denali Wolf buffer zone intact, and that he himself, off record, off of the cameras, told me that he thinks Al Barrett is too radical. If Al Barrett is confirmed in this position, the largest population center in the state, Anchorage, will go unrepresented. And the Anchorage Advisory Council, the committee, was already overrun with people up from the MATSU Valley who already have their own AC. The Alaska... I'm very concerned with the direction the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the Board of Game is taking. They seem to be on a path of science denial between Corey Rossi's appointment at the expense of Doug Larson, who's qualified and educated, Corey Rossi not, and now this Al Barrett having the conflict of interest and opposition for rural and subsistence native priorities. His exact quote that I think speaks volumes in the tape was this, and I quote, "It specifically puts out in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis, that we should subdue nature and control it. We should be the managers of the animals, and through the sin of Adam and Eve is what brought it on. And in fact, the first clothes that were made for Adam and Eve were skins of animals by God. I think it's great to have religious beliefs and all, but if that's driving your decisions on the Board of Game, it's a problem. I urge you to reject Al Barrett as a member. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Next up, we have Lynette Moreno Hines.
Hines.
Sorry, Lynette.
Moreno. Today I have my grandson here, Seth. And I have 7 children and 8 grandchildren. I reside in the Anchorage area. I have been driving a cab for 31 years, and I strongly oppose the confirmation of Al Barrett. When I drive cab, there's people that come in from all over the world, and they come up here to take photographs, to enjoy the wildlife, whether it's in the South Central area, the Fairbanks area, the Southeastern area, and remote Alaska. And I strongly believe that the Wolf Predator Control Program is not supposed to be killing the wolves, where I think that the wolves that are attacking humans, that is the issue that they can deal with the state. But just to go out and kill the wolves because they're trying to keep the moose and the caribou populations up. See, not only do Alaska Natives hunt and fish within rural Alaska, but they also, in recent news articles that just came out, that the domesticated dogs, the DNA, did not come from China. They now say it came from the Middle East. And as you know, that animals go and roam. We follow the animals. We have always done this in history's past for eons and eons of years. That's why my people are here. And the wolf is part the now dog sled, the modern dog sled, the dogs that are used for dog sledding are part of the wolf history. And he has a business that is definitely a conflict of interest. We just had a gentleman in here that was appointed the last position named Steve Fleury, and he just had an outburst with one of our people sitting here, with 2 people sitting here. That's why there was all that confrontation in the room. And so now we had to call the police on him, and he called the police. And
can I get you to wrap it up, please?
For the Alaska Natives, when I was at the January 5th election, I was running for a subsistence seat. There is no representation from the subsistence side on these state boards and commissions.
Hey, Lynette, can I ask you to give your final comments, please?
So my final comment is I strongly oppose Alvarez's confirmation.
Great. Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next up we have David Turnbull.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm not going to take a lot of time up because I think there's a lot of people who have already said what I want to a lot better than I can. But I also had a conversation with Bob Bell last Thursday night, and he told me that Barrett is an extremist and that he has no place on the Board of Game. I think that the Board of Game's decisions should be based on science, not on the financial interests of its members, who, you know, might own a fur tannery or a trapping company, or on their religious beliefs, as Mr. Barrett has spoken about a couple times. That's all I have. Thanks for your time, and I strongly urge you guys to vote against Mr. Barrett's confirmation.
All right, thank you for your testimony. Okay, last person I have in Anchorage is Yolanda De La Cruz.
Hi, my name is Yolanda, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. So I hear a lot of people, so it's not necessary to repeat the saints, but I would like you to reject the confirmation of Mr. Alvarez because he has a lot of conflict or interest in wildlife by pissing himself and the outdoor sportsmen. He's an aerial wall gunner and has no respect for wildlife or for hunting when fair chase. And also, we want diversity on the board of game, who will make decision based on science and who represent the tourists and subsistence, not only outdoors sportsmen who have business with wildlife to benefit themselves financially at the expenses of exploiting the wildlife. And the video shot by Backpacker Magazine shows how he savage he is with the wolves, and he used the name of God by saying that God gave the domination on wildlife. And also, Alvarez already voted to eliminate the buffer zone around Denali National. Biologist Gordon Harbert fought to his early death to protect those uniques, and those sport hunters went and killed the wolves. And also, one point before, I would like you, please, the legislators, to reject Mr. Alvarez to the board again. And one point, very important, one man, his name is Steve Flory, he was here, he just testified, he is really mean, he attacked people, and right now he was trashing me, telling me names, and then in his way to leave, he pushed another lady, and the lady told him, don't push me. And this man was so angry, he went to call the police. Because they are acting like the wildlife belong to them, but the natural resources and the wildlife belong to all Alaskans. Thank you very much, and I would like you to reject Alvarez to the board again.
Thank you for your testimony. Okay, let's go back to Fairbanks. We've got Dick Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Dick Bishop. I live near Fairbanks. I'm speaking on my own behalf in support of the confirmation of Al Barrett to the Alaska Board of Game. He's a man of integrity. He's dedicated to the best interests of wildlife and Alaskans, consistent with the Alaska Constitution, which emphasizes and demands common use and equal access to those resources, and it does not include a rural priority or a native priority. I strongly object to the personal attacks, character assassination, and intolerance expressed by people, some of the people who oppose his confirmation. They're out of order, but you have to listen to it all. An old-time politician speaking to his constituents years ago had this to say about a situation like yours, and I quote, "Your representative owes you not his industry alone, but his judgment, and he betrays you instead of serving you if he sacrifices his judgment to your opinion." That was a quote, an observation, a quote from Edmund Burke from 1774, and I think it applies about as well today as it did then. I urge you to use your judgment and not sacrifice it to public opinion, and confirm Al Barrett. Thank you.
Thanks, Dick. Okay, next up in Fairbanks, we have Brian Simpson.
Yeah, my name is Brian Simpson. I'm a 30-year resident. I hold current master guide license. My first 15 years were spent subsistence hunting and trapping in the Upper Yukon region. We've developed village-based guiding in Hooslea, Hughes, Shishmaref, Wales, Brevig, Mission, and Teller. And I've had to go before the board over the years many times, and I appreciate Mr. Barrett in that from all the testimony you've heard that all the advisory committees have given his support. And although I don't know him really well, all the testimony is good, and I appreciate when I go to the board of game to go before people who are actually doing their homework. And I'm really glad I came on this process, because this character assassination is absolutely disgusting. We need to stick to the facts of the matter, and he should be appointed on the merits and not just emotional hyperbole. And as far as conflict of interest, you're going to have to clean off some of your boards if having a very small tannery makes such a economic bias that it would make them unqualified. Thank you for your time, sirs.
Thank you, Mr. Simpson. Next, we have Chuck Gray.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. My name is Chuck Gray. I've lived in Fairbanks most of my life, and retired 18 years ago and decided to stay here in retirement, mainly because of the outdoor opportunities that we do have here. As been mentioned this afternoon, intensive game management is the law of the land. And even though the department has been slow to implement this, I think that that Al Barrick could help to get this going. And in case the non-consumptive users think that this is not in their best interest, it surely is, because I believe that board game would be good not only for the hunters that go afield for a couple weeks a year, but for the non-consumptive users that can view this additional game for year-round. So that's all I'm going to say today. I do have known Al for ever since he went into business here, and I just hope that the legislature will vote to confirm him.
Okay, thank you. And I just lost track. Was that Mr. Gray? Or was that
Mr. Chuck
Gray? Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, and last person in Fairbanks is Dick Burley. Mr. Burley, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. There were some other people that were here ahead of me. You kind of took me by surprise.
Okay, that's all I got.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead with my testimony then. My name's Dick Burley. I've lived in Fairbanks for 53 years. I served on the Board of Game for a total of 9 years. And people used to ask me why I wanted to serve on the Board of Game. And my comment, well, it gave complete strangers a chance to hate me. And it certainly looks like Al Barrett took the prize on this. It's been a long time since I've seen a character assassination like this. To assassinate him on one or two votes that he made as a board member is very unfair. It's been previously mentioned that had he excluded himself from voting on the Denali buffer zone, it would have sunset anyway because the vote was 3-3. So put that into perspective. As far as subsistence goes, changes that are made by the Board of Game to the amount necessary for subsistence is usually based on information that's provided by the Division of Subsistence. Sometimes when those amounts were set, they were set with incomplete data. As the Department of Subsistence gathers more and more data, those things are revisited and are subject to change. The simple fact that a change was made in the amount necessary of subsistence doesn't mean that Al is anti-subsistence. It means that the decision and the vote was made on information that was provided to them, and the other board members made a likewise decision. As far as the buffer zone goes, my personal feelings are that should never have been established. When I was on the board back in the 90s, the anti-hunters came with a proposal to the Board of Game to establish a 50-mile buffer zone on the east side of Denali National Park.
Hey, Dick, can I get you to wrap it up?
Certainly. Anyway, I support Al, and I think he's done a good job on the advisory committee, and I think he'll be an excellent board member. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And let's go back to the off-nets. We've got Frank Ensminger.
Yeah, thank you for letting me testify. I'm here in support of Al Barrett to the Board of Game. I live in the Tok area, actually 34 miles south of Tok. I'm a current member of the Upper Tananaw 40 Mile AC in this area. And I want to testify that people like Al on the board are very important to us people living out here in rural Alaska. I want to commend the board for taking their actions on a fairly aggressive predator control program. It's starting to pay off, and people in the rural area are starting to see the benefits of it, and we're all supportive of it. And I won't take any more of your time, but I want you to confirm Al Barrett to the Board of Game. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and the committee.
All right, thank you. Next up on the off-nets, Brent Keith. Mr. Keith, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, you got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Brent Keith. I'm a 30-year resident of Healy, Alaska. My dad worked in the Park Service for 30 years, and I lived within Denali National Park at headquarters for several years. I am also the chairman of our Middle Nenana River Advisory Committee and have been on that committee for the last 21 years as chairman or vice chairman. Apparently, I am one of the four rogue trappers, whatever that means, that utilizes this area that was consumed with the buffer zone and all that stuff. I was on our advisory committee when we actually acted on the buffer zone and submitted that to the Board of the Game to implement that buffer zone that has just went away. While we did that, we had talked on several occasions with Defenders of Wildlife and other organizations, anti-hunting, anti-trapping, and came to the agreement if we would help put in that sort of a buffer zone that they would knock all that other silly stuff off, and of course that didn't happen. So there's no biological reason to have that buffer zone in this area. If they're so worried about these wolves coming outside of the park and the park's taking ownership of them, maybe they ought to just plug those traditional denning holes and move them into the core part of the park. Whether they're having a boycott on coming up here and boycotting Alaska for these wolves, I highly doubt that. I am in support of Al Barrett as far as confirming him to the Board of Game. One thing these people need to remember is hunters and trappers are conservationists first and foremost. It does us no good to go out and trap the resource and trap it out because further down the line we don't have any resource to utilize. The same goes for hunting. So it's nice to have that voice up there on the Board of Game. I've heard mention of commercial fishermen on the fisheries board. That goes the same token with the conflict of interest that everybody's accusing Mr. Barrett of. I've never bought any traps or snares from Al. I've never taken any wolf hides to Invitan. So as far as his...
Mr. Keith, can I ask you to wrap it up, please?
I don't believe that's the case. Anyway, I think he'd be a good asset to the board, and I hope you guys would move him on and confirm him.
All right, thank you. Next up, off nets, we have Jack Rieckhoff. Mr. Rieckhoff,
hello.
Welcome to the committee.
Thank you. My name is Jack Rieckhoff. I was born in the territory of Alaska in 1957, lived in the Brooks Range practically my whole life. I'm currently co-chair of the Kaikuk River Advisory Committee. We could not have a quick meeting to oppose Mr. Barrett because rural advisory committees only meet every twice a year. I'm speaking on my behalf. Please read my email opposing Al Barrett's confirmation. The primary reason and the most egregious facts are his admittance before you that he did in fact motion and vote many times to reduce Alaskans' amounts uses. These are for all Alaskans' preference for harvest. He voted for high allocations of bag limits and seasons for non-residents at this almost simultaneously. This is not legal as it violates state constitutional statutes that mandate resident preference. This reallocation problem is rampant with the current board makeup. Abundance management does not justify reallocation to non-residents or reduction of Alaskans' uses. Alan Barrett is not the only qualified Alaskan to execute the statutory requirements of a Board of Game member. The Board of Game can and does allocate, and Mr. Barrett is a carbon copy of the board majority that allocates our resources to non-Alaskans most of the time. The Board of Game voted to allow the harvest, allocate harvest of 5 cow caribou starting on July 1 with 3-week-old neonate calves on the north slope of the Brooks Range right next to the Hall Road.
Jack, can I get you to wrap it up, please?
Okay. The reality is, Mr. Brett is one of many, many members that's not doing what the board is supposed to do, listen to the public, and execute the statutes before them. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let me recognize that we've been joined by Representative Ramirez. Next up on the off-nets, Hannah Ragland.
Hello, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, you got 2 minutes, Hannah.
Hi, my name is Hannah Ragland. I am a resident of Stampede Road in Healy, Alaska. I'd like to thank you, Chairman, and Senators for taking the time to hear my testimony. I will not take much of your time today, but I do want to express my concern about the appointment of Al Barrett to the Board of Game. I oppose the appointment of Al Barrett and would encourage this committee to not forward his appointment. I feel that Al's appointment would perpetuate a board that is slanted towards consumptive uses and would ask that any appointment would reflect a more balanced board. In addition, I'm concerned that Mr. Barrett's background shows that he would have a difficult time making balanced and unbiased decisions, considering both consumptive and non-consumptive uses of Alaska's wildlife. I am also concerned about the disregard for local opinions and sound science on several issues that were raised at the Fairbanks Board of Game meeting. Local ACs do not always represent the full spectrum of opinions found in each district. I would like to see someone appointed to the board who is more willing to search out or at least recognize opposing views in order to make fair decisions. Thank you again for hearing this testimony. That's all.
Thank you for your testimony. Let's go back to Fairbanks where we've got Pat Nolan.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pat Nolan. I've known Al for about 20 years. I didn't know he was so popular. I might not have showed up tonight, but anyways, he kind of reminds me more of a farmer that, you know, they're not interested in one crop in the fall time, a big, huge crop, take it in, and then you sell it and make a big profit and go. They're in it for the long run for generations and generations, kind of hitting on that. My ancestors came over here in the 1600s. You're hearing different people give different testimony about how long they've been around. But my ancestors probably arrived on this shore and said hi to Al's ancestors. Yeah, he's part Native American. And so he's had a lot of handed down experience as a result. They've worked more close with nature than probably most of these people talking. And they were interested in the preservation of all animal life for generations, forever. And now we got on that subject, too, that the thing about the biblical viewpoint that he's brought up. I read that the other day on the Internet, and I'm not ashamed to say I believe in God and also have a biblical view. I believe that God gave us this planet, these animals, to take care of and to preserve them and to see their well-being in turn to use for our benefit. But to watch over all these things and take good care of them and use sound judgment in this. And I believe Al will do that. And for those of you who take the atheistic view, I don't know what difference you see in a wolf killing a caribou than Al coming along and killing the wolf. You know, you need to go home and thank God he does have a good biblical view of that, because of otherwise, we'd feel compelled to kill you for getting in our way, as I'm part Native American, too.
Can I get you to wrap it up, Pat?
Go ahead and vote for Al. He rocks. Don't make me use my tomahawk now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next up in Fairbanks, we have Jacob Barrett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jacob Barrett. I'm 18 years old. And I'm here to state my support for my dad. He's very dedicated to anything he takes on and has taken the time to teach me and my friends many things, including proper care of animals we've harvested and how to respect the land by disturbing the land and wildlife that resides on it as little as possible. I think that he'd be an excellent asset to the board. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Okay, next up we have Tom Scarborough.
Yeah, I'm Tom Scarborough. I'm a 45-year resident of Alaska. I've been very active in past history of working with fish and game issues. I spent 9 years as chairman of the Fairbanks Advisory Committee back in the 90s. The game board sets regulations for the use of billions of dollars worth of wildlife across the state. All this regulation is very closely controlled by both our state constitution and statutes, and we need people on the board who are knowledgeable of Title 16 and the Constitution. Al is one of those that is. He's very dedicated and will make an excellent member of the board of game, and we're thankful he's willing to put in the effort, the time, and with his expertise, he'll make an excellent member of the board. Okay. I just ask that you confirm him. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And it looks like we're on our last witness. So if there are members not here, I know we've had my staff try to get a hold of Senator Stedman. Raymond, help me with the last name, Raymond. Hauer? Hewer?
It's Hauer.
All right. Thank you. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and other members of the committee. My name is Ray Hauer. I'm the chairman of the Fairbanks Fish and Game Advisory Committee. I apologize for my voice today. My doctor said that I should be at home. However, I felt it more important to be here to support Al. I'm the owner of a remote recreational cabin site just outside of Denali National Park on the Tecumseh River. I've lived in Alaska for 12 years, and I'm a lifetime outdoorsman. I attended the spring 2010 Board of Game meeting. I was there every day, and to be quite honest, I was most impressed with the two new members, Al Barrett and Teresa. I can't remember her last name. The points where I was impressed was their broad knowledge base, their approachability, their reasonability, and they were both very well prepared. On the actions that were taken on the wolf buffer zone, I had 7 proposals in 20C, which is where Denali National Park lies. And that is because I have my cabin there. And we had 1/5 of the lands outside of Denali National Park burned in the summer of 2009. And due to intensive management laws, I anticipated the board game to take actually harsher steps than what they did. They took a measured, reasonable step in taking down the buffer zone and simply extending the brown bear seasons. I had asked them to allow baiting of brown bears, to introduce a bear reduction program, a wolf reduction program, and many other things. So the actions that they took were actually fairly reasonable, and they listened to the testimony that was given.
Ray, can I get you to wrap it up, please?
Yes, sir. I simply ask you to confirm Al Barrett as a member of the Board of Game who is competent and will do an excellent job. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else online wanting to testify? Doesn't look like anyone else in the room wanting to testify. Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. Let's take brief at ease. On the record, and Mr. Barrett, are you there? Do we have Al Barrett?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, after about an hour and 40 minutes of testimony, I want to give you a brief opportunity to make any final comments or briefly respond to any of the testimony. I think that's only fair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think if people want to use my record as voting, they should keep it in the context. Look at all the subject matter that was presented to us, who all voted, how the vote was came to, asking questions about my snow machining in 20C and claiming that it was a proposal and it was nothing more than a discussion was brought on a table. That's part of parliamentary procedure. So you should clearly make sure to see if I was asking questions, suggesting maybe an emotion, or if I did actually make motions, and I actually did say what these people did. that's all I'll say. Thank you.
Thanks, Al. And I'll just say this to all the nominees. It's Board of Game in particular is a tough board to be on. And I appreciate everyone coming forward and putting their name forward, all those who put their names forward for all of our confirmation hearings today. Any discussion by the committee or any questions of Mr. Barrett? Okay, is there a motion? And let me just say, I know there are people who've asked us to not forward the name on, and this issue has come up before. If you don't forward the name on, we can't stop the name from going forward. Just, I want people to understand that are out there. So is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move in accordance with Alaska Statute 3905.080 that Resource Committee forward the name of Mr. Alan F. Barrett from Fairbanks as an appointment to the Board of Game. This does not reflect any intent by the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further sessions.
Is there any discussion? Any objection? Okay, the name is forwarded on, and with that, we're adjourned.